Freedom is a tricky thing. So often we're our own worst enemies. Our perspective, our thoughts, our behaviour, they all rob us of this elusive thing called freedom. Try as we might, we just can't grasp it. You've had that experience, right? You know what it's like. There's something in your makeup, an Achilles heel, if you will, that's constantly your undoing. For each one of us, it's something different. But at the end of the day, it trips you up again and again and again. Mine is perfectionism, which has a tendency to fuel anger. Yours? Well, you probably know what it is. Maybe it's insecurity, gossiping, a lack of compassion, selfishness. Hey, the list runs as long as my arm, and then some. God has a simple name for it. He calls it sin. The devil loves to rub your nose in it, and just when you're feeling weak or tired, emotionally spent, he pushes your button, and there you go again. For the Apostle Paul, it was an obsessive hatred of the church. He, of course, was a Pharisee in the Jewish religion. When Jesus came along and turned everything he'd ever believed in, everything he'd ever worked so hard for, completely upside down. No wonder he hated Christians. But then he met Jesus, and something changed in him. People were talking about it. Galatians chapter 1, verse 23. They only heard it said, "The one who formerly was persecuting us is now proclaiming the faith he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me." And he had been too. He was a terrible persecutor of the church until that day he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. You can read about it in the book of Acts, chapter 9. Okay, so he met Jesus. But what happened to turn him from a man breathing threats against the early church to the guy who ultimately wrote almost half the books of the New Testament? That's quite a turnaround, you'd have to admit. I'll tell you what happened. Jesus changed his heart. You know and I know that when we have a change of heart, our thoughts and our actions flow out of that. Just as God promised in the days of old through Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 19 and 20. "I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh so that they may follow my statutes and keep my ordinances and obey them." When you encounter Jesus on your road, when you draw close to him, when his spirit fills you to overflowing, he does what you were powerless to do. He changes your heart, which, as it turns out, changes everything. That's God's word, fresh for you today.